Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Ken Carmen effect,
like the lemon pepper Lou
of taking
you
shots.
You just say
at
so
other
many things and take so many shots that it just, oh, it is what it is.
People just kind of give up. They're like, which one? I don't know. Do we have tape of it? Just bleep it.
I'm going to respond. Nothing really. Dash, because I always do dashes, said you took our comments in the morning out of context.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean.
And then defended it.
And that you do that constantly.
Hold on, we don't have to put that part in.
Okay, all right.
And all then defended it.
Right,
and then I'll put dash dash for 40 segment if you want to hear for yourself.
The double dash I don't like. If you want to be a dash person, that's fine. The double dash,
well, I mean, it's just
a little insistent.
Would you want me to do like a return thing? All right, I'll do a return.
Or you just do a
down.
Period.
Period is so strong these days. Who uses periods anymore in text message?
Americans?
No.
The world?
No. No, period means like you're mad at people. If you put a period, if you say something like, if you said, I went to the grocery store, period, people look at that like you're mad.
Is that, when you say people, are you referring to yourself?
No, like the general population looks at periods as, in a completely different way than what you're presenting right now.
I think we're talking
Mac,
exclamation points.
Can you defend
points.
Me here for a second?
I mean, I was going to say, if it's like just an okay period and that's all I get back, yeah, I'm going to assume that you're mad at me. But like
it's
otherwise.
Like a full sentence? It's just a period. You just ended the sentence.
Yeah, I if it's a full sentence, I don't think that somebody's mad at you.
You do question marks. You do exclamation points. If you put a period at the end of a sentence, it signifies something deeper than what it just does if you're doing a regular grammatical sentence.
I got
from my wife, come home now. Period. Much different. Then come home now, period.
Three,
come home now, exclamation
three
point.
Three words.
Come home now, question mark.
Three words
way
is very
different.
Close to one word. If it's a full sentence, hey, honey, can you come home now, period, is not the same thing as come home now, period.
You were asking a question there. Hey, honey, can you come home now would be a period, or would be a question mark, excuse me.
Okay, I need you to come home now, honey, period.
Oh,
there'd
I got the period at the end of that?
Too.
That means she is big mad. That means she is big mad if I got a period at the end.
So you said you don't fight.
We don't.
We don't. Just take
she
it.
She actually doesn't really. I would never get that text. If I got that text, I would be like, oh no, I messed up. But no, I don't. I don't get those texts. But if I did, that's what I would think.
Mm. Oh, and by the way, apparently Ken sang back. It was Jason who heard it. And look at that. Get into the bottom of this. Trust tree with a nest on the station.
Wanted to hammer us at 5:56 a.m. That means he wanted to do it before we got on the air? Listen, there was no shots taken at Jason at all. Not in the slightest bit.
Probably should have, though.
Now that we're being roped into it.
With new information.
Now that we're being roped into it.
And I'm surprised you remembered to take those shots later in the show.
Pew, 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 pew.
Now I'm worried he's actually, not worried is the wrong term here. Now I think he actually wants to talk about our like basketball take instead of our drive-by on Ken.
I'm cool with either. You know me.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out.
Now, that being said, I put the Twitter poll out there before the show today.
He just tossed his producer under the bus, so here we go.
Okay, now, I can confirm that is a verified Ken Carmen text. You know it. Like, you know your wife is apparently pissed at you if she ends any text with a period. If Ken ends any exchange with a shot at Mitch, you're good to go. He has not. There's nobody that's hacked his phone. Now that being said, we started the show. Before the show, I threw out the tweet there. At Nick Wilson says, "What do you think's more likely for Kenny Pickett with this Brown or with the Browns this season? Starts week one or he's cut/traded before week one?" About 300 votes in, 64% saying cut/traded. What brought that up was Mary Kay, when she was on with the Morning Boys earlier today, basically declared one direction is a lot more likely than the other.
I would absolutely say closer to being the week one starter. Lately, I've been saying for the past month and a half or so that I think it's going to be one of those veteran quarterbacks. I think it'll be Kenny, or I think it will be Joe. And I've also written that I think all four of them will make the roster. And not only do I think all four of them will make the roster, but I think it's conceivable that they will remain on the roster for a good bit of time, maybe through the trade deadline and maybe beyond the trade deadline, because they're really not sure yet which of those veterans are going to work out the best for them. And the other two quarterbacks are largely developmental.
I would go the opposite. I think it's much more likely Kenny Pickett gets cut or traded by week one. But I think what's fascinating is that you can defend either side and you might end up being right. Like, there's a really healthy chance that Kenny Pickett start week one, and you can make a full-throated argument today, June 26th at 5:30 in the afternoon, and be right. And the same can be said of his ass might not even be in town heading into September.
Yeah, I mean, there's just as much of a possibility of either happening. And I just think it's wild, the people that think that they know one direction or another. Because all the Browns have insinuated to us, like, if you think you are close to the Browns and having an idea what they think about Kenny Pickett, unless you're Andrew Berry or Kenny Pickett, I don't think you really know what's going on. I just, at this point, and by the way, maybe that implies that they don't exactly know what's going on, which I kind of prefer. I don't want them to be steadfast in the belief that they have to make Kenny Pickett be great, because right now on June 26th, they think that Kenny Pickett has the lead. Like, there has to be some flexibility here, and the idea that they would go a different direction if, in fact, better options presented itself.
If you say, which is something similar to what you said earlier today, which is, I don't know who's going to start week one, but I don't think it's Kenny Pickett because I've watched him play football and I don't think he's good enough to be a week one starter in the NFL.
Right.
That's not the same thing as saying, I know they want him to start, so he's going to start. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important distinction, because I think if you read through the details, like, even players in the Browns locker room, like Deontay Johnson on the, what was it, Suits and Sport podcast the other day, saying, yeah, I think we're rolling with Kenny. He didn't know.
He's got no idea. How would he know?
And also, he's not going to say the alternative, because he and Kenny Pickett might be boys from back in the day in Pittsburgh.
And I'm open to the idea, by the way, that Stefanski and whoever else is going to make that decision is giving hints off to all sorts of different people of different, we'll tell Deontay Johnson we like Kenny Pickett a ton. I'm open to that idea. Maybe that is a real possibility. It doesn't mean anything right now.
And there's another part of this, that the more that they're just outwardly pushing Kenny as a week one starter, and again,
the more we think it's just about trades,
but informed by my thinking that dude can't play football as a starter in the NFL. He shouldn't be starting. And if he does, you're either putting on something, meaning trying to lose, or you're trying to do something that can't be done, which is look what I did with Kenny Pickett. But more than likely, it's probably just you're trying to drive up the trade value. 216-474-0092. What do you think is more likely for Kenny Pickett with the Browns this season? Starts week one, or he's cut by week one? Now, Karen, I've got to be careful with Karen's here. In Avon Lake has a commentary on our periods in text conversation. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi.
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 Hi. Now, you were saying about
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The periods meaning, tell me what you were saying about the periods meaning.
JP, can you tell us about periods?
It didn't leave that much of an imprint on you, did it? Okay, so the periods.
No, because why, it's not right.
Why did you call in then?
Boom.
Why did you call in if it didn't leave an imprint?
I think she's saying. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm saying, and Karen, I have no idea how old you are or anything like that, but I'm saying the younger generation. People 30 and younger, and I'm 30. I'm 36, so I'm a little bit older. But the younger generation looks at the periods as if you've just accosted them, essentially. It is a no-go in the text world for periods. Now, it's different. Again, different age groups. It's different realities there. I don't know how old you are, though, Karen. You tell me.
Well, okay. that shows the immaturity, because periods is, I won the press spelling bee, okay? And the period, thank you. The period, you're stating something.
See? Okay? I know, but a text message is not, if you want a press spelling bee, a text message is not a, it's not a literary.
Why are you arguing with her? She won a spelling bee.
That all has to do with English and grammar. And
I know, but grammar goes out the window with text messages. The same grammar rules that apply when you're writing for the New York Times does not apply. It does not apply for text messages.
Can I give you my opinion?
Of course.
If I know you went on vacation, I said, "Hey, what are you doing today?" And you said, "I'm on vacation." Exclamation point. That's like, really? Don't you know where I'm at?
Yep, exactly.
I mean, the exclamation point,
that's the
you can
finger.
Take at, right, you can take that.
Oh, that's not in my world. In my world, I use exclamation points all the time.
Maybe your world's not the right world.
It's to convey, I am too young.
You're too young.
You're right about that, Karen. You're right about that.
You just gave him the best compliment he could ever want, Karen.
I can't argue that with you.
Can I say, though, that I love Joe Flacco?
I believe it. I believe it.
Well, that's because you're too young.
I know. Now, let me ask you.
Nick tells me all the time,
when you say,
I'm too young for Joe Flacco.
When you say you love Joe Flacco, is that with an exclamation point or is that with a period at the end?
That's with an exclamation point.
Look at that. Karen.
That's what I'm saying. You could take the exclamation point either way, but the period just means the end of the statement.
Karen, we appreciate you. Thank you so much, Karen.
She cracked herself up there.
You were about to go.
She applauded herself, too.
Well, no, I applauded. I think she just,
She got on that. She was like, yes, that's right.
She's just a supportive person.
I know.
Man,
I know.
You realized how... there was a pivot within
that call. You backed away from the mic.
Yes, I did. Mm. Yeah, I'm not going to say...
Band of Brothers.
Okay.
Watch it sometime.
It's pure... No.
Real brothers in arms moment there.
No.
As you let me be the one to explain.
No, because she's not Germany in this scenario. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We're all on the same team. America.
What team is that? Yeah, what team is that?
The American team. Thank you very much.
Yeah, as I have to explain how text messages are not the New York Times.
She won a spelling bee and you didn't.
Yes, that's very factual according to her.
All right? You're not Johnny Spelling Bee, all right? And I think we got to address that on air.
Yeah,
Did anyone else enjoy that as much as I enjoyed it?
It's the only way to get to the bottom of it, though. It's the only way. I mean,
you started with the age, which is the worst one you can go to.
It's what I had to. The whole difference, because you're in that group too that doesn't understand periods at the end of sentences. There is an age gap here, and I'm sorry, you're too old to understand how periods are now being conveyed.
There's
in text
3 years
messages.
Difference between you and me,
and apparently something happened in those 3 years.
Yeah, bad grammar on your end.
I'm just telling you how it is in society right now. You throw a period, throw a period at the end of a sentence in a text message. People think you're big mad.
I did forget at the Olympics, you were one of the freestyle dancers. You're so young that you're able to be in there with the hip young kids with the backwards ball caps and whatnot.
Yeah, well, you're the one wearing the backwards ball cap right now.
Because I'm still a hip young kid, too.
That's your attempt at being a hip young kid. It's like when I wear Jordans. What are we trying to prove here?
Well, get off my lawn.
You know what? We're just going to shake like gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
Because no, anywhere
I'm backing away
from
the mic
here,
is what I'm doing.
I mean, I can get personal. No, We shake hands like gentlemen, and we get back to Kenny Pickett. Yes? 1, 2, 3, huzzah. What's your favorite Christopher Walken movie? I do think it's funny, just to get back to this, that it's entirely possible to go back to the Rosenthal audio yesterday, where he said the Browns want Kenny Pickett to win the job. And that's true. And I also think they're shopping him.
Yes.
What other team can you actually say that in the NFL?
But I don't think the Browns want him to win the job. And I'm basing that based off of my knowledge of Kenny Pickett. And that's what I have to keep going back to, is that I have to trust what I believe about this situation to be true. And that is, ultimately, they'll find out, and they already know who Kenny Pickett is, but there's no part of them that wants Kenny Pickett to just straight up win the job. The only way that could be reality is if Kevin Stefanski thinks that that's his Sam Darnold and that's his golden ticket to being perceived as an awesome head coach in the NFL because he took a quarterback that was perceived to be nothing and turned him into something. But you're going to have a lot of Greg Rosenthals and a lot of NFL media types tell you what they think they believe the Browns are thinking, and I don't think much of it is baked in reality right now.
A lot of thinking there. Michael,
that's a lot of thinking.
Of the younger millennial demographic here, saying, I'm 33, and I've never heard of this period statement JP is making.
Wow. Some people are an older 33 than others, I guess.
Some are saying you're now
maybe
too
he needs
old.
Maybe he needs to text a little bit more, too. Maybe that's what that is. I'm not sure.
Well, you think a younger or millennial doesn't text more than you?
Maybe. Am I in the wrong texting groups, then? Like, in my texting groups, if you send a period at the end of it, you owe me business.
Maybe you just have a bunch of sensitive bees you're in a text thread with.
That's a possibility as well, Nick.
Yeah, we got to get that you to a better class of people.
They're good classes of people, but they might be sensitive.
It doesn't sound like they're good classes of people.
I think they're good class of people.
Wow. You have a problem with periods at the end of the sentence. Maybe you're part of the problem.
You created a problem for me with periods at the end of the sentence.
I think you offered up the opinion. Well, I don't think I created it.
You definitely created it. If anything, we were just confirming the fact that Ken tweets in a very proper way or texts in a very proper way, in my opinion.
Couple young millennials, me and Ken.
No period at the end of it there. No period at the end of it there. Like, Ken's texts make a lot of sense. A lot of sense.
For your sensitive friend group. What is more likely for Kenny Pickett? He starts week one or he's out of a job in Cleveland. And more on the Browns quarterback kerfuffle in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.